Welcome to Abundant Retirement with Tony Roberts from A. Roberts Associates. Planning for your financial future means navigating challenges like market volatility, inflation, and retirement income. Abundant Retirement is here to help by addressing common financial concerns, sharing valuable strategies, and exploring ways you can work toward your financial goals. Now, let's get started with Abundant Retirement.
And welcome to another episode of Abundant Retirement with me, Tony Roberts. And as always, we are joined by Mr. Tony Shore, who is going to be coordinating our efforts today. And Mr. Shore, I hope you had a great weekend. And man, it has been wild and crazy down here in the Bluegrass State over the last week or 10 days. I want you to know it, my friend.
It's a wild ride, isn't it, right now?
Well, yeah, it's a wild ride in
weather
the markets.
Wise, the market.
It's been a wild ride with excess flooding, and we've had tornadoes. I mean, it's been crazy down here, brother. And we've got sunshine and 52 degrees on a Monday. I never thought I'd be happy about seeing 52 degrees again, but it's nice to see blue skies out there.
That is nice. See, there's always blue skies. You know what I mean? The rain, the winds, but now you get blue skies, and hopefully eventually we know the markets eventually will hopefully give us some blue skies as well. And we'll talk about that, but and for our listeners and viewers out there, Tony, you can never have too many Tonys. We've got our host, the man with the plan, Tony Roberts. He's the brains of the operation, and obviously I'm here for my good looks and charm.
Yes. Yeah. You've definitely got the looks for radio, Mr. Shore.
I have the perfect face for radio. But Tony, you have been going through a lot down there. A lot of flooding. I'm up here in Minnesota. Last week we had an inch of snow. And this morning when I woke up, it was 26 degrees. It did get up, but just a day ago, it was in the 50s and sunny. So the weather has been crazy. Not as bad as down there, though, with the flooding. I really feel for people who have experienced too much rain. And, of course, the tornadoes, just that bad swath of weather. You know, Tennessee, Kentucky got slammed.
Yeah, we did. And as far as I know, I don't think there were any fatalities from the tornadoes. I might be wrong on that. But, you know, I do know there have been some deaths from people getting caught up in the floodwaters. And and again, to all the people out there listening to the podcast, man, if you're going through, issues that were, due to the storms or the flooding and things like that, I just want you to know that our thoughts and prayers are out there with you people, because I tell you, Tony, I saw some people interviewed that are, I call them river people because they live on the river. And of course we got the Ohio River, which separates Kentucky and Ohio and Indiana. And I mean, they interview these folks and they've been through this 1,000 times and they're resilient. They just looked at them and said, you know what? You pack up, you move out, it floods, and you come back, you clean up, and you do it all over again. So, my hat is off to those people and their resiliency. That is something else.
Yeah. Yeah. I just think that's, it's amazing, isn't it? They are resilient. They go through it all. But you know what? I think that our market, fortunately, is also resilient because it's going.
We got to have a little resiliency in the market right now. That is for sure.
It's going through a lot right now, too, isn't it?
It is. It is. And, Tony, as we were discussing before we got on, whether it's going through all of this, as a result of it needs to, or whether it's going through a lot of this because it wants to. I don't know what the answer is to that. But, I think the markets have reacted much more negatively to the tariff announcements that came over last week. And I think there's reasons for that. Sure. And we'll probably get into a little bit there as we go through the podcast. But
sure, I can even throw up some bullet points for us.
Yeah. So again, it's just been something that is out there. I still circle back and with the thought that, our companies, we just ended the first quarter and we're going to start having, companies report their earnings here in the next few days. And I still think companies are doing well. I still think they're hitting their top and bottom lines. And at the end of the day, that is the significant factor that gives people confidence in the market, gives people confidence in the different stock holdings they're having in their portfolio.
Yeah.
And at the end of the day, too, I think that is going to be where this thing will basically settle back down and say, hey, look, the companies are doing what they're supposed to be doing. If we're bringing added income into the United States because of the tariffs, so be it. Tony, it amazed me last week. I saw these some of the things that President Trump was talking about and this and the other. It amazes me the amount of tariffs that are applied to goods going to other countries.
Yeah.
And, it's just something you don't really think about unless you have somebody that brings it to your attention. But, when dealing with Canada, I mean, we always thought that Canada is, one of our good friends and neighbors, which they are. But when you start going down through the list and seeing that they're applying, 125, 150, 175% tariffs against U.S. goods that are being shipped into Canada, Senator Johnson had I was listening to him a little bit last week, and he just said, this thing could probably be solved real easy. Canada, you go to 0% tariffs, we'll go to 0% tariffs, and let's move on in life and see what happens. But, I don't know. I guess a lot of these other companies just feel like if they go to a low or no tariffs on U.S. goods coming in, that it may threaten their manufacturing positions or so. But anyway, it is what it is. I still think it's going to shake itself out in the next 30, 60, 90 days. But right now, it's causing people to have some concern.
Yeah.
But Tony, as I've said so many times, the only people who lose in down markets are the ones who get scared and cash out and take those losses.
If you have money to buy in to markets when they're down, this is the time to do it.
Yeah.
When there are corrections or a bear market.
If you got some dry powder sitting on the side, as I told Clement the other day, I said, man, if you loved NVIDIA at 140, you should love them at 100. So, those are things
to look at. Yeah. And so a downturn isn't necessarily a bad thing for investors if they're dollar cost averaging in every couple of weeks from their paycheck they're putting into their 401k or their IRA, hopefully, or into a Roth or into the markets in some way. So then they're buying when it's down, and that evens it out and helps them with the compounding interest over time. Now, where it is a problem is, hey, I'm about to retire and my account's down 20% right now, or 10% or 5%, whatever it is. But don't panic. Work with a financial professional. I know your clients, you make sure that they have a proper balance, right? That they have some money that is safe, where it's principal protected, and then they have other money that's in the market, and that's more long term, right?
Well, Tony, it's exactly right. I mean, we have always prefaced ourselves on being a firm to use all the tools in the toolbox, and there is a place, in my opinion, in most people's portfolio for what I call green money, safe monies, principal protected monies. And again, strategies that we use are, the structured notes with the buffers that can protect a portion or up to 100% of your monies, fixed index annuities, I think have a great, great, spot in a lot of people's portfolios because of future income, increasing income possibilities. And also that component of being able to protect the principal and having a 0% return as the worst possible scenario. So again, we try to make sure with folks on the front end that we get them properly diversified so that when we do have these issues that are going on right now because of the markets being down, that if we were depending on those market accounts for income and things like that, then we can sort of turn the handle down on the market and maybe shut the income down or shut it down low, and maybe go over to the structured notes or go over to the fixed index annuities and start pulling income out of those, because again, they're not affected by down markets as much as the portfolios and the managed money accounts. So these are always things that we're looking to do. And I know, Tony, there's folks that we deal with, and when you say the word annuity and things like that, they sort of shudder because of the negativity and things like that that's reported in the media. But I guarantee you right now, the folks that we've got in annuities are glad, because those accounts aren't being affected by the volatility that's going on right now in the managed money sector.
Right, especially those like in a fixed index annuity with the income rider they're getting.
Yeah.
They know what amount they're going to get out of it each month, and the markets, if they go down, don't affect it because their principal is protected. So that's the type of thing. You want to create your own pension, and that's why it's there. I think there are many different kinds of annuities. Not all annuities are created equal, and you want to work with A-rated companies, and you want to make sure you work with annuities that have little to no fees. Variable annuities kind of gave annuities a bad name because of high fees and because your principal isn't protected. It can go down with the market. So it's more directly tied. So all that to say, you got to work with a financial professional who's an independent, who can look at all your options and say, for your goals, to meet your needs, and to protect against this, and based on your risk tolerance, that's what you do, right? It's more about the individual. Not everybody is going to need an annuity. Not everybody is going to need, 75% of their money in the market. Not everybody's going to need X amount in the bank, but it's going to be different across the board. The balance has to be right for that individual. Isn't that correct?
Oh, it's most definitely correct, Tony. And again, these are the reasons that, we entertain and look at, again, all the tools, because there are times like this. Tony, if I could just sit there and say, okay, well, none of my clients will ever need income off of their portfolios, and we're just going to invest it and let it grow, then, yeah, being 100% in the market maybe makes sense. But Tony, not a lot of people have that luxury, especially when you retire. When you retire, for the most part, you don't have a pension unless you're a federal employee. But again, if you're out in the private sector, you don't have a pension.
Right.
So you're relying on
pensions nowadays.
Yeah. So you're relying on your Social Security and whatever you've built your 401k up to be. And from all of that, you've got to be able to pull an income stream that, in my opinion, relates to whatever lifestyle you're living currently. And we've talked about this before also, but if you're used to living on $10,000 a month before you retire, then chances are you want to live on $10,000 a month or pretty dang close to it after you retire. It's got to be indexed for inflation, so it's got to increase year over year. And again, do you want to have all of your eggs in one basket, so to speak, of having it all tied up in the market? And again, depending on the amount of pressure you've got to put on that income piece of that portfolio, then it may lend itself to sit there and say, hey, look, are there other strategies out there that can meet my needs, hopefully satisfy what I need them to do? And at the end of the day, maybe not have as much risk and therefore not be as risk averse is what we see, going on right now with the market. So, these are things that, again, when you sit down and you have a conversation about it and talk about it, everybody sort of starts shaking their head and saying this makes sense. But then when you have to, live through what we've had to live through over the past week to 10 days, it causes concerns. I mean, it does. And these are things that we always talk about. So, I think, Tony, what I'd probably like to do, I think we're probably halfway, two-thirds through this thing, but
sure.
Maybe talk a little bit about why these tariffs have been met with so much negativity.
Yeah.
Maybe versus what went on in Trump's first term.
Yeah.
When he also had the tariff deal back then. So, you know, a couple of things. I think these tariffs were more broader and more aggressive than most people expected.
Yep.
You know, and again, the market always builds in for what it thinks is going to be happening 3, 4, 5, and 6 months down the road. And when he came out and said, hey, look, we're going, you know, across the board toward every company and basically hitting them with, you know, a 50% tariff of whatever they're charging us. So therefore, if they're charging us 80, we're going to hit them with 40. So we're still coming out with a deficit tariff, but he's trying to level the playing field a little bit. So I think the markets just said, hey, look, we didn't know it was going to be this aggressive. So, you know, I think that was one of the things. We've got this inflation, stagflation, different sets of it going on. You know, the Fed's not knowing if they're going to lower rates, which the market had sort of priced in and said, hey, we're probably going to have 2 or 3 more, you know, rate reductions this year. And now they're saying, well, maybe that's not going to happen. So, you know, that gives them indigestion and things of that nature right there. When we announced the retaliatory tariffs, if you want to call it that, then some countries took exception to that and just said, well, you thought we were out of whack before. Now we're going to raise you coming back in. So again, I think that, you know, that's part of what's going on right there.
Yeah.
And it's just, you know, overall consumer discretionary spending is possibly down, and that leads to slowdown fears, you know, increased cost on energy, financials, maybe just not enough, you know, maybe not as much manufacturing or house building going on as we might thought was going to be ready to happen. And again, probably what's maybe got things as concerned as anything is that, you know, technology over the last several years has sort of driven the market. You know, you want to call it the Magnificent Seven and all of that. Most of those were tech or tech-based stocks.
Yep.
And again, a lot of the material that goes into the buildup of those stocks has come to us from overseas. China.
iPhones.
Taiwan.
China.
You know, the South Korea and all of that right there.
Yep.
And so they're sitting there saying, hey, look, you know, if we've got to have the raw materials to be able to build this tech out the way it needs to be built out. And yeah, you just mentioned, you know, get the iPhones and the iPads and all the Apple things and all of that stuff. And now China's beating us, you know, with higher tariffs, and it's going to cost more.
Yeah.
So again, all of this thing goes into the uneasiness, the stirring of the pot, if you want to call it that.
Sure.
That just basically gives the market indigestion and says this, you know, we're not running on a smooth level ship the way they want to do it right now. So there you go. Reason for concern, reason for sell-offs, reason for dips. And
well, yeah, the market doesn't like uncertainty, Tony.
No.
And what I say, you mentioned the Magnificent Seven, in other words, the seven stocks that really lead the S&P 500 and pretty much account for a lot of the upside of the S&P. I think they've gone from the Magnificent Seven to the pretty good 10. Is what I like to say. It's more like 10 now, 10 stocks, and they're pretty good. We have 10 pretty good stocks. So during downturns, this happens because, again, the markets don't like uncertainty. The algorithms that does a lot of the trading, right, they don't like uncertainty. The people that are behind them don't like uncertainty. And we're as of this recording, we're seeing it start to maybe settle out. I don't know. Nobody has a crystal ball, but the markets have ticked back up a little today after being down so for days in a row. So we'll see where it lands. But again, time, the markets will again set record highs, as they have, at least if, you know, past performance doesn't necessarily guarantee future results. But if you look at the past 100 years, the market has continued to set record highs even after some of the biggest downturns, right?
Oh, it most definitely. And and again, Tony, I truly feel like that we will probably be back to highs maybe again before the year is up. I think we'll be back in positive footing in the next 60 to 90 days. But again, when you're going through it right now and you're seeing your portfolios go down. And I tell you where it really affects a lot of the people we deal with, Tony, because, you know, we deal with federal employees to a big degree. You know, a lot of these people are facing retirement, and by having to retire right now, they're looking at their TSP values, and there's like, dang, they're down 10 and 15% over what they were a couple of 2 or 3 weeks ago. So I'm getting ready to go into retirement. My nest egg just got a hit. So where are my monies going to come from, you know, to assure that my retirement's going to be okay and different things like that. So, you know, those are concerning points that we are seeing out there right now with the people that we're working with, and they're very valid. They're very, very valid points. And again, we have to address them. We have to build out the models, give the assurances that things are going to be okay. And also have a conversation that if we feel like there's some issues there for concern, to be able to address them, be able to talk about them. So now again, let's talk about what may happen as a result of what's going on right now. So Tony, as quickly as tariffs are announced, they can also be repealed. I just heard this morning there's like 50 countries in talks with the White House right now of saying, hey, look, okay, everybody's made their point right now. Let's try to get this thing back on an even keel and right. Whether you want to call it a more fair playing ground or whatever the case may be. So again, these things can be, you know, repealed, be driven back and quickly change. It is a moving target. And again, much like what you just said earlier, Tony, the market really doesn't have like volatility and moving targets and different things right. like that. So it can happen right there. If you've got, and you mentioned this earlier, Tony, but if you've got some dry powder on the side, if you've got some money, you know, it's sitting on the sideline and, you know, the market's down, this might be a good time to invest. You know, again, buy low, sell high. And again, it's an opportunity to get in and maybe, you know, purchase some inventory that you felt like maybe a few weeks, few months back were some type, you know, maybe out of whack or a little bit higher, something like that. The economy, as I mentioned before, is still on solid footing. Yep. Companies are meeting their top and bottom lines. So again, these are things you got to look at. So again, as we have conversations with the people that are current clients or potential clients that are coming in the door, we assess where you are. We put together a plan and a strategy to figure out where do you want to be and how are we going to get you there. And then again, Tony, making yourself open to the idea that, you know, diversification is good. Protecting yourself, protecting some of your principal is good as long as you're still able to meet the income demands that you're going to have and to carry on and go forward. So everybody's got a different risk tolerance, and some people are more conservative than not. But Tony, and you talk to advisors all over the country every day. I mean, for the most part, when people get near to retirement, they become more conservative with their investments.
Right.
They just do because they spent their entire life trying to build up their nest egg. And then all of a sudden they're 60, 65 years old. And it's like, hey, look, this has got to last me for 30, 40 years. So they become a little bit more conservative and they try to figure it out. Good news is I just, again, saw today where it looks like the Senate are going to, has passed to make Trump's taxes a permanent.
The Tax Cuts and Jobs Act, make that permanent. Yeah. That's the next item big. On the list.
That's huge. Yeah. Now, you know as well as I do, 4 years down the road, somebody could come along and blow it all up. But at least we're going to probably have at least 4 more years of good low tax.
Yeah.
And that's important because that means it's not as much money is going out of your pocket to the government, to the IRS, and things of that nature right there. Mm-hmm. We will get through this. I've been doing this for 40 years, Tony. I've been around in Black Monday of 87. I went through the dot-coms in 2000, the financial crisis in 07 to 09, the adjustments of last quarters in 2015 and 2018, you know, COVID in 2020, the downturn in the market in 22. So we always come out of this and we will come out of this dip. But again, It does cause people to have uneasiness and things of that nature. We just today, and you know, to our 200 plus managed money clients, I sent out a 3-page letter, just sort of giving them an overview of where I think we are right now, what's going on, and what we're looking down the road to be the result of coming out of it. But again, you know, I would talk to the people that are possibly listening to this podcast and things like that. But, you know, if your advisor is not reaching out to you in times like this and having a conversation with you, it's easy to do, you know, reviews when in 2024, when everything's up 25%, it's sure. easy to do it then. But when you're down 15%, you know, you should be having conversations with your people and knowing what's going on and figuring out, hey, look, are we properly aligned, not only for today, but for going forward in the future?
Yeah, that's the key right there. So for our listeners out there, if they want to get a second opinion, Tony, on where they're at with their finances or their retirement plan, or they don't have a plan in place and they need to get a retirement income plan together or a financial plan, an investment plan, how can they get a hold of you to set up that no charge, no obligation consultation?
Yeah, Tony, and usually what happens is actually the first two meetings are comped. Number one, we're the first meeting, we're getting to know each other a little bit. We may be collecting some data so we can build out some models and different things like that. And then that second meeting is sort of then coming back and reporting what we have found. And sometimes, Tony, if we find that you're doing everything right, then we tell you that.
Sure.
But in most cases, we can usually find 3, 4, 5, 6 things going on that's probably costing you money that you could be doing better. So we'll point those out to you, and then it becomes up to you as to whether or not you want to take action on that or if you just want to keep on swimming down the stream you're swimming down. But regardless, you know, maybe having a second set of eyes, take a look at what you've got going on would be to your advantage, might be able to help you out a little bit. And those are the things we do. So again, you know, Abundant Retirement with Tony Roberts, you can find that out there, YouTube, all the podcast places that are out there. You can go to aroberts.com or prosperityassetmanagement.com, and that will link you to us that way. Or you can do it the old-fashioned way. You can pick up your phone and call the office, and toll-free. We won't even charge you for it. So toll-free, 888-955-3665. Again, 888-955-3665. You know, tell our team members who answer the phone that you heard us on a podcast. You'd like to maybe set up a time to come in, sit down, have a conversation, and then we'll take it and go from there.
Oh, that sounds great, Tony. And again, listeners and viewers out there, it's aroberts.com. That's aroberts.com or 888-955-3665. And that does it for today's episode of Abundant Retirement with our host, Tony Roberts.
Thank you, Tony. Have a good week.
Thank you for joining us for Abundant Retirement. Don't head into retirement without a strategy that addresses both income and taxes. For more information, please contact Tony Roberts at A. Roberts Associates at 888-955-3665 or visit aRobertsAssociates.com now. Join us again soon for another episode of Abundant Retirement.
All matters discussed during the show are for informational purposes only. Each individual situation may vary, and the opinions expressed here may not apply to everyone. Materials presented are believed to be from reliable sources, and no representations can be made as to its accuracy. All ideas and information should be discussed in detail with one of our qualified representatives prior to implementation. We are not affiliated with or endorsed by the Social Security Administration, the Federal Medicare Program, or any other government agency. Calling this number will direct you to a licensed sales agent.